Hey guys, this is DJ Red, and you're listening to my show, Freshman 15, on radio.dominican.edu. Welcome to episode 1 of this semester-long journey with me. I have no specific prizes for those of you willing enough to tune in on my first broadcast, but here's to you guys anyways. On my show, Freshman 15, we will go beyond the boundaries of your typical college experience and, you know, those typical college talk shows where they try and give you all the advice stuff. Well, my show is going to be a little bit different than that. In my show, it's not strictly just for freshmen. I think anyone can benefit from listening into my program because I'm going to discuss, you know, whether it's fitness or making friends, budgeting while in college, all of it is going to have my own personal spin on it. So that's what's going to make it awesome. So hopefully at the end of all this, you can walk away with 15 new tips and tricks that will help your time while transitioning between high school and full-on adult life. Maybe make that a little bit more easy for you. Anyways, let's get started. Some of you may be asking, who is this college kid and who does she think she is? How is she in any way qualified to be giving me advice on how to tackle the struggles of college? And the answer is, I'm not at all, actually, but I am one of the few lucky ones who is furthering my knowledge at a higher education institution, and that knowledge transcends well beyond the classroom. I've learned so much more than I think you can learn in textbooks. I've learned about making friends. I've learned more about myself. I've learned how to interact with people, you know, all that kind of good stuff. But in general, I've just learned a lot of life lessons, and that's mainly from making a lot of mistakes. My end goal in this whole radio broadcast this semester isn't necessarily to alleviate the world of problems you're going to face in college, because honestly, that's just impossible. But rather, I want to help you guys out and give some personal guidance so maybe you make a few less mistakes than I have along the way. Now, here's my spiel about who I am and what I do, basically what makes me awesome, and in my opinion, qualified to talk about some of this stuff. Mom, if you haven't tuned out already, I at least have one listener out there today, so that's awesome. Shout out to you. I always start out when I talk about myself saying, you know, hey, I'm a collegiate student athlete, because that somehow makes me cooler than I actually really am. But yeah, soccer is my thing. I would hope it is at least, because I've played for over 16 years now. That is a quite excessive amount of time, to be honest. But I love it, and I love playing for Dominican. I love all my teammates and stuff. It's been a great experience thus far. When I'm not playing soccer, I am doing school here, and I am a junior communications major with a minor in graphic design, getting all fancy. And like I said, I attend Dominican, the official home of the Penguins. Yes, that is our mascot, and yep, it is because when we were originally founded by the Catholic Sisters, they look like penguins in their garbs. I'm also chock full of all these Dominican fun facts for you guys because I am a student ambassador here on campus. So that means I'm that annoying kid that calls prospective students every, I don't know, 2 or so weeks. And I'm like, hey, are you sure you really want to go to some private small liberal arts school in the middle of, nope, we are not located in Dominican Republic. But 9 times out of 10, they hang up on me before I even get that far. So anyways, I have a part-time job that I just said. I'm involved with a couple clubs here on campus, campus life, blah, blah, blah. I'm doing the whole sports thing, and I don't even have this figured out, the method to my madness, you know, but I've managed to keep a 3.9 grade point average. So my ability to balance all of this craziness either makes me kind of awesome or just insanely busy. Borderline psychotic for spreading myself so thin, but I think that really depends on who you're asking. But that's enough about me. I've given my spiel, like who I am, what I do. This show's about college advice, so let's get to some advising. The first little segment I want to jump into and break down for all y'all is how to stay connected with friends from home once you kind of go away. As a student ambassador, we get this question a lot on our student panels. We have a bunch of students, they go sit up in front of everyone without the parents around, you know, they can feel free to ask questions. And one of the biggest questions we always get is, well, like, how do you stay friends with everyone when you leave? And for me personally, I think that this was one of the hardest challenges when I came to school. I didn't know what it was going to be like. And although it's cliche to say, I think that you really do find out who your true friends are when you move away to college. It's not easy to stay connected with everyone, but it is possible. I can say that from personal experience. I have a close group of friends, like one or two, and at this point in time, like as a junior, I've kind of solidified those two from home, Stephanie and Alyssa, if you're listening. Hi, guys. Anyways, so when I first went home, or when I first came to college, actually, I had a hard time staying in touch with them because I think we were all so busy and trying to learn how to balance life, and you kind of just get caught up in all of it. I don't know. It was weird. I would go like weeks at a time without talking to these people. And, you know, Stephanie specifically was my best friend at the time. And I mean, she still is. But aside the fact, we had every single class together in high school. So I would see her for like hours at a time for five or six days a week. And to just all of a sudden go weeks on end without talking to her was so hard. And like, I love Alyssa, and we never spoke because for some reason freshman year she like avoided technology because she thought she was too cool for that or something. But anyways, it was really difficult on me, and you start to like wonder like, oh my gosh, were we really close of friends? And you start to question a lot of things, and I think that's all part of the process. It's completely normal to like think those things. And you know, I can still say that one of the best experiences is it makes going home so much better, because when I go home now and I get to spend time with my two best friends, it feels like nothing has changed, and we can reconnect in the same way. We can re-talk about all the things that have happened, where we are at now in our lives, and I am truly grateful for everything that they do for me as friends. And, you know, maybe you don't talk all the time and it's not the same, but that doesn't make them not your best friends anymore. And I just want to tell everybody that may be apprehensive about this, that it does work out in the end. And one of the best experiences I have was when I came home freshman year. I was coming home for winter break, and Alyssa and I were really upset because Stephanie wasn't going to be able to come home for Christmas this year. And she ended up surprising me, and she showed up at my house, and I just immediately like burst into tears. And it was so funny, but it was such a great time, because in that entire year, like 365 days, I only spent 2 hours with one of my best friends, but it was the best 2 hours of my life. And I think that's how you can define who your real friends are when you go away to college. It's that friendship that no matter the length of time or how often you're talking is still just as strong. With that being said, I think that over the last two or so years, my friends and I have gotten so much better in regards to staying in touch, because in 2 hours, you can't just catch up on everything that's going on in your life. There's a lot of things. I'm always stressed. I need to reach out to them. I need people who can help me out in my busy life that I have, like I mentioned. And for me, I made it an effort to like plan out 2 to 3 hours a week where I'm texting, or Alyssa and I have set up times where we're saying to each other, hey, on Thursday, we're going to have a Skype session. It can be 30 minutes, but we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about our life. We're going to hash this out. What's good? What's bad? And it has made our friendship so much better to try and stay connected as much as possible. But in general, I think that any friendship can do this. I have other friends who do the same thing. They have Skype sessions and all of that stuff. But one of the biggest things that I have found while away at school is the people who, or like social media. I'll go into that segment first. Because for me, some people who are like, hey, social media, that's not good for you while you're in school. Well, joke's on you, because I think social media is the best way to stay connected with people. Because I am really busy, as I've mentioned before, and I can't reach out to everybody all the time. And so for me, I've utilized Facebook as a huge way to stay in contact with people. And for what I do is via pictures or posts, I can update my friends and family who I don't necessarily talk to day to day, but they can see what I'm doing, what I'm going through, what I'm accomplishing. It's my way of kind of reaching out to them and keeping them in the loop, and I think they really appreciate that. So I think social media in general is actually a great way to stay connected with friends once you move away to college. I know my grandma, my aunts, my uncles, they all keep up with me on Facebook, and I think that you when you move into college, you need to be aware of your like digital reputation. That's something we'll go into in another segment, another show, but making sure your family and friends, like, you're the person online that you want your grandma to see, basically. I've learned that while in college. And other than that, I think that a big part of what I've learned while in school is the people that you least expect to be your friends become your friends, and I'm talking about your family. Yep, it's weird, but I would say that I mean, it's not weird. Sometimes people are, like, best friends with their family, like their sisters, brothers, uncles, cousins, whatever it may be. But for me personally, I didn't realize how much I was going to miss my family and, like, need them. I always just took them for granted. And when you go away to school, you start to realize just how awesome they are. And they're always there for you. And it's great to reach out to my parents whenever I can. I mean, it's not all the time, but I do reach out to them and we talk and they kind of become your best friends. And don't forget about them because your family's always going to be there for them. Give them a shout out once in a while too. I think they are just as important to stay connected with when you go to college as your best friends. In case you are just tuning in, we are here on my show, Freshman 15. I am DJ Red, and this is my first broadcast on radio.dominican.edu. This is the official radio station of Dominican University of California. We are talking about college advice, and this little segment I'm on now is how to stay connected with your friends while you're away at college. I really actually don't have that much more to add to this segment, but I'm going to jump on in to a little PSA that I have because it's something that I am in support of here on campus. I'm really involved, so this is my little PSA, little shout out for you guys. So, coming up there in April, there is what is called the Dominican Scholarly and Creative Works Conference. For those of you that do not know, the Scholarly Works Creative Conference is a two-day event in which undergrad and graduate students present their research and creative works. They do different shows, musical performance. I know the Lions Ballet program gives a performance. Basically, you're just showing off your research and all this stuff in a huge symposium. It's a great opportunity, and my favorite fact about it is that it is free and it is open to the public. So friends, family, all y'all internship supervisors, you are welcome to come on out to Dominican to participate and help support Dominican students. To participate in this event, I think is really important because it's really great to get on your resume that you've participated in a conference, you're building your public speaking ability. And if this is something that you are interested in, the deadline is actually coming up here shortly. You can apply online at scholar.dominican.edu/scw, and the deadline for that is February 29th. Again, like I've mentioned, I think this is a great opportunity to show off your work. I know your professors are really proud of you. Your parents are really proud of you. Get your friends out there, support you, get involved. Get out there. I haven't mentioned the dates yet, so I'll throw those at you. It's actually going to be held on campus April 14th and 15th in the evening of the 14th and almost all day Friday the 15th. So if you're interested, please come on out. This will not be the last time I plug this on my show. It's something I'm really passionate about and trying to get the word of mouth out there. So yeah, I think this is awesome opportunity for all y'all to come on out. Again, that's the Dominican Scholar and Creative Works Conference, April 14th and 15th, and it is free. So I think I'm going to head on into the first break for all y'all, since, you know, you've been listening in for a little bit of time now. This is DJ Red, and you are with me on my show, Freshman 15, at radio.dominican.edu.
Know that you feel me somehow. closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your light. I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's meant to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. Tears that ain't all the moment of truth in your life. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand. When everything's meant to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand.
And welcome back to Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. In case you're just tuning in, this is DJ Red, and I'm currently doing my show, Freshman 15, where we discuss all those fun tips and tricks you wish people told you about when you were in college. This next section I have planned for y'all is about making friends and connections when you're an introvert. From personal experience, I know that being an introvert can suck sometimes. When I started college a couple years ago, I was sufficiently introverted, actually, enough to avoid even the thought of introducing myself to new people. I had to be in a pretty social mood to do it, and most of the time I actually was never in that mood. So thank God for soccer to me. To be honest, that was the only way I was actually able to make friends in the beginning. But I've made it thus far, so that's good. I'm telling you, I've moved on from that phase of my life. But the point is, many of us are introverts, and we find it hard to introduce ourselves, you know, get out, network effectively, and most importantly, make friends. And sometimes when you are like that, maybe you consider yourself a shy or timid person. That's a big worry of yours when you're going into college, or maybe you're already in college and you are having a hard time connecting with your roommates or the people in your hall. So this segment is for you and kind of give you some tips and tell you that, you know what, you're going to be okay because I'm okay. So that should make you okay. So no one comes into college and they want to tackle the next four crucial years of their life alone. They're like, yeah, sweet, I'm going to do this completely alone. No one wants to do that. I think, first of all, most of you might be surprised I'm an introvert. I think I'm on radio. You're all assuming, wow, she's really outgoing, really cool, probably. I would assume that, right? No, probably not. But anyways, I have a hard time connecting with new people, and that is more, you know, it's something I've had to work on because I am a communications major, and mine, like, I'm pretty outgoing. I'm an outgoing introvert, you know. I've taken those, like, BuzzFeed articles and, you know, read them, and that's what they've classified me as. I know you've seen them all floating around Facebook. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyways, I'm introverted in the sense that I like my peace and quiet when I need to relax and kind of calm myself. I like to do my work alone. I don't reach out to many people when I'm struggling with things, so that's something I've had to work on. But in general, I really enjoy meeting new people. I feed off of other people's energy. I like hearing their stories. You know, I just work well with people, and that is why I am a communications major. But my introverted side comes from how I pull energy, and I think that's the way that being an introvert or an extrovert works. I don't think there's a black and white side to any of this, and I really like to think of myself as a mix between the two. It's one of those things. It's how you handle your energy and all this stuff. When I was looking up articles about it, being introverted, it's also not a set in stone thing. I have learned that it is something that you can work on, or just get extra practice at, stuff like that. Excuse me. So for me, I knew in my career path that I was going to need to start branching out and getting more comfortable with the uncomfortable and meeting new people, because networking is super important. We're actually going to be talking about that later in my show. And I think, sorry, again, still like all choked up from soccer practice this morning. But anyways, I think that how you need to assess who you are as a person, first of all. And I think coming to an understanding of how you are, how you work, how you handle your energy source is really important before you come into college. Because for me, that was actually how I started planning out what colleges I wanted to go to. And I think that's an important step when making the decision to go to college. And maybe you're at your current college right now and you're having a hard time figuring out why you aren't fitting in, and maybe it's because you are somewhat of an introverted person and you're at a huge state school. But that is why I chose a school like Dominican that only has 2,000 undergrad students, and I knew that my likelihood of making friends and getting myself out there and involved was going to be better at a small private school because I was able to assess my personal take on life. You know, I was able to reach out and kind of, when you have a better understanding of who you are as a person, I think that that makes a huge difference in your college decision. So I'm going to challenge you all to either do that before you come to college or while you're in college. Maybe this is why you're having a hard time at whatever school you're at. I also think that soccer was a great way for me to get involved. When I was choosing what I was going to do when it came to college, I had to determine, was I going to keep playing soccer in college? That was kind of an easy decision, actually. But for me, soccer was my thing. But maybe you don't have soccer. Maybe you're really involved with a campus or a club in high school, and you want to make sure that your school has that so you can keep doing that, and it's a great way to make friends. I also think that a great opportunity that Dominican personally doesn't have, but a lot of schools do, is a sorority fraternity type alternative, because that's a great way to immediately get involved with a big group of people, and you're gonna make friends that way. And I honestly think you just need to get involved. Like, it is so scary as an introvert. Trust me, I know, I've been there, I've done that. But I have benefited so much by just going out and tackling things that I never thought I was gonna do. This year I was like, hey, I wanna be more involved on campus. So I went out and I became a student ambassador here on campus, as I've mentioned. That introduced me to a whole new amazing group of people. We're from all different kinds of majors, we're all different grades, and now I have a great new group of friends that I go out with. We have social like gatherings that we go to, we've had movie nights, it's so much fun. Like, I have so many new friends because I went out there and I put myself out there. Maybe it was scary, but it was so worth it in the end to make those connections. I did similar thing this year. I went out and I was wanted to get involved, as I've said, and I decided that I was going to try a club here on campus called Young Life. And for me, Young Life has been a great opportunity to kind of connect more with my faith that I was kind of struggling with, maybe trying to figure out who I am in regards to religion. And Young Life has helped me with that because it's just a fun alternative way to talk about religion but have fun, like play games. We do some crazy games there. I've met some great people through Young Life, great mentors that are there. And in general, I think that, yeah, it's scary to be an introvert when you're in college. But I'm going to challenge you to get out and do it. And maybe you're that kind of person, like, I don't know. Yeah, I can't say I know what you are. But for me, as an introvert, challenging myself to get out and do more was the best way that I was going to handle this whole college thing. So I'm going to challenge you all, even if it's once a month. I'm not saying every single day you need to go out and sit with new people at lunch table or something like that. But once a month, I challenge introverted people, because this is what I started doing this year, was on my, you know, college to-do list as a junior. Once a month, I want to try something new. It can be a new club, meeting new people. I've even ventured out, you know, try a new restaurant, new food. But that just kind of opens you up as a person to trying new things. And I think that's really important in college, to just get out there and get outside your comfort zone. I know I'm kind of being repetitive in what I'm saying, but I think it's really, really, really important. Other than that, I would like to give a short story on some guy that I heard. I did a little bit of research in regards to being an introvert, and there was this one guy, and he went out, and what he did was he knew he was an introvert, same kind of thing as me, his career path he was interested in. He wanted to reach out and get out to know more people. So what he did is he took a microphone and a video camera and he hit the streets, and he would go up to random people and ask them just interview questions. You know, those typical things you see on YouTube. People are like, oh, what, who participated in the Civil War? And then they can't answer, which is absolutely ridiculous. But anyways, he just started hitting the streets, interviewing random people. And that was his way of going out. I think that's kind of crazy. I don't think I would ever have the guts to do something like that, but it's whatever you're interested in and what you're comfortable with. And at the end, he has a great little portfolio piece, you know. I went out and interviewed a bunch of random people, but I thought that was a great little story that I wanted to share. It's not my story, but, you know, someone else's, another example of how you can get out there. And when you're an introvert, make more friends in college. I think that's really important. The next little thing I want to shout out is for my broadcast services people. This doesn't really have to do with being an introvert, but I mean, it kind of does. This could be your way of getting involved, at least for those of you who are Dominican students. It's another PSA. And through our broadcast services, we are actually holding our first ever B-roll contest. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. It's been a little bit about it in the emails that we get, Dominican announcements, you know. Sorry about that. But in general, so broadcast services, they are inviting all Dominican students to participate in the B-roll contest. What's a B-roll contest, you ask? Well, it is a short film competition, basically. There is a plethora of topics to choose from. You're going to choose anywhere from 5 to 10 of these topics, and you are going to film a 1-minute B-roll of each topic. That's an unedited, straight one-shot video of one of these topics. That could be anything from like athletics, student life, relationships, on-campus activities, what are the campus hotspots, etc., etc. They are asking for these clips as part of a competition, and there's actually prize money to be won here, folks. So if you get first place in this competition, you can win $50. If you get second place, you can win $25, and third place is winners are going to be receiving $15. Are you interested? Because I am. So if you're interested, to register, you need to email the broadcast services interns, Kayla Carlson or Diane, and you can just hit them up at their student emails. Again, Kayla Carlson, Diane, sorry if I mispronounced your name, Farina, F-A-R-I-N-A, sorry, Diane. But yeah, they need those who are interested in registering to email them by February 29th. That's the same deadline as the Dominican Scholars Conference, in case you're wondering. But if you're interested and you register with them, go out, start filming your little things. We need high-quality digital cameras recording this stuff, some DSLRs. Don't whip out your iPhone and start filming this stuff. We want good quality because this will eventually be turned into a virtual campus tour for Dominican. And you're going to upload those clips to your computer, label them, and email them over to Kayla or Diane by March 29th. So again, this is all part of the competition for the B-roll contest put on by Broadcast Services this semester. If you're interested, hit them up. And this is DJ Red. You are tuning in to my radio show, Freshman 15, where I'm giving a bunch of college advice, shouting out different things going on at campus, because, you know, I love Dominican. But yeah, other than that, I think I'm going to head on over to our next radio break segment. Enjoy, guys.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a special treat for you tonight. I'm going to call my friend Ollie up here to sing to you ladies. Ollie! Let's go, man.
My name is Ollie, nice to meet you, can I tell you, baby? Look around, there's a whole lot of pretty ladies, but none like you, you shine so bright. Yeah, I was wondering if you and me could spend a minute on the floor up close, getting lost in it. I won't give up without a fight. I just wanna, ooh, oh, baby, I just want you
to the
What's up, guys? Did you miss me? This is DJ Red, your host of Freshman 15, and I'm broadcasting live from Dominican University of California, the official home of Penguin Radio. If this is your first time tuning in for the afternoon, welcome. And no, this is not another student podcast about eating healthy, so we can start decreasing the obesity rate in America. On the contrary, I say grab the sweetest thing you got around and you're feeling in the moment and listen in to some awesome advice I've been giving within the hour about making your college experience the best it can be. We just finished up talking about successfully making a lot of new friends in college, despite being a little wallflower. And earlier this morning, we were talking about staying connected with your friends when you move off to college. So, moving forward, I think the important next step in this conversation is networking. And it's not just about who you know and making those friends, it's about meeting the right people. And I think networking and mentorship in college is a huge deal. So let's get excited about this one, folks. Normally, during at least one segment of my show, what I'm going to try and do is bring in people that I have met along my experience in college thus far that I have networked with. Ooh, fancy. But in general, I want to bring in some people that are going to, I'm going to interview them. They're going to contribute to the conversation, whether it's about budgeting. I have some great ideas for people to bring in for that. Part-time jobs and internship opportunities. I have a great woman named Vanessa at Career Services I think I'd like to bring in. But in general, I think that's going to be a typical thing that I'm going to contribute to my radio broadcast is an interview segment. So look forward to that in the future. Today, since this is my first broadcast, it is just me alone in this tiny little broadcast room. So yeah, I'm going to just do this thing by myself today. But super generic definition of the word networking for those of you that do not know. Networking means establishing relationships so you can enlist support and comfortability asking for ideas, advice, and referrals to those with hiring power. See, I kind of agree with some of this and I kind of don't. That's a very Wikipedia definition in case you're wondering. But other than that, the first thing that comes to mind when most of you think of networking is like, oh, those career conferences you can go to, or LinkedIn, because that's a huge one that teachers try and push on you nowadays. And sure, those are great, but I like to think of it in simpler terms. And for me, networking is just making friends. We've already talked about making friends. It's pretty simple. And I think that's a better way of putting networking, because you're just making friends. And some of these people are gonna be your bosses, but other people are gonna just be people who help you connect to get to the next step. So, if it's more of an official job-like setting, in my opinion, from personal experience, I could tell you, if you're just at a networking event and you're all comfortably undressed and you're like super tight blazer or something, you got your resume and elevator pitch all prepared, you're tossing around a few business cards, what have you, and then you just run off back to your dorm room and binge on some Netflix, like, boo, that is like the worst thing you can do. You need to be able to get something out of your experience. I don't think you should just go to college fairs because your teachers tell you to go. And this is just me personally, but I think you should always go into things trying to get something out of them. And I think you need to start asking for more connections. This is a big thing. Like, okay, so take a step back. You're at your college fair, you're looking around, you see a dude, and you see LinkedIn on his little button tag thing, whatever it might be. I think a great way to approach it isn't like, oh my gosh, I really always wanted to work for LinkedIn. This needs to be the best first impression ever. I think the best way to start that networking thing is go up to him, tell him who you are, tell him what you're all about, and be like, hey, I'm a college kid. I don't know what I'm doing with my life, but I'm figuring it out. I have the confidence to come up and talk to you. Can you help me get to the next step of my career path? I think that's a great way to show your comfortability with who you are, what you're doing, and I think confidence is just a huge part of all of that. That's my personal opinion. I'm sure Dr. Leeds or anybody else out there that's a professor might tell you to be a little bit more professional. But from my experience, just being upright and honest and truthful about who you are, what you're looking for out of situations, like that's going to get you the best connections ever. I've been in job interviews for internships before, and the one guy interviewing me, this was actually last year, for a PR firm. And he goes, so what do you believe is the most important publication for like people to read? I was like, I have no idea how to answer that question. I don't read publications that often. Was that a great answer? Probably not. Was I being honest? Completely. I had no idea what the dude was asking for in the moment. I was also extremely stressed out. But long story short, I got the internship, and I think it was just because of my confidence that I went into the whole situation having. And I think in networking, that is really important. And you have to go in with the goal of like, hey, maybe I learned this actually in my college to career course. I'm taking one unit on Saturdays. And they talked about how if you just go in to like an informational interview, a networking event, whatever it may be, and you walk out with two other connections for two more people you can talk to, that's a win in my book. Or their book, what they said. But it's in my book now too, because honestly, the more people you can get talked to, like you made an impression on them, maybe they're gonna go talk to people, they're gonna hook you up. I think the more connections you have, the better. And I think the best, so in our talk, blah, 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 in the definition that we talked about earlier, we were talking about connecting with people and hiring power. And I don't think that hiring power is the only type of people we connect with. I kind of briefly said that earlier. The way I look at this is kind of like on my soccer team. So if I am a great person, I'm really good at soccer, and I just have a great relationship with my coach, that's only going to take me so far in regards to what I can actually get out of playing collegiate soccer. Like, sure, I get the playing time or whatever it may be, but the whole point of being on the soccer team is to be a part of something bigger than yourself. And you need to get, like, I'm a sophomore, but I'm not. I'm a junior. Okay, as a junior, I need to connect with the older girls because they are the mentors that I'm trying to connect with. And they can teach me so much about myself and about being a collegiate athlete. I need to connect with the younger girls because they are going to be the ones who move our program forward. I need to inspire and teach them and get to know things that they can teach me. And I think it's just important, like, the people you connect with and network with and become friends with, because that's what networking is all about, is just really important. Like, they all make up the grand scheme of things, and you never know who's gonna help you out later down the line. Like, what if that little freshman that's on your team or in your classes turns out to be, like, the next Bill Gates or something, and you were super nice to him and you helped out, then you would feel great if you reached out to him to be his friend. And that's called networking, in my opinion. And in no way am I trying to bash the whole professional approach to networking. I think it's super great, but I like giving alternatives, and so that's who I am. It becomes people you least expect, as I've mentioned before, that become the most valuable as far as pursuing your career. I'm going to kind of go into more of my story with this, because I think it's really cool, and I just feel like I've done a great... This is what I've learned along the way. So... For me, what I'm pursuing right now as a career is a public relations and media relations career path. I came up with that throughout my time here at Dominican. I started out as a sports broadcaster and realized that I didn't totally want to do that. I wanted to do more public relations and marketing work, so I've kind of moved into that, picked up some internships. But I kind of want to tell the funny story of how I really got involved in all this, and it's a great networking story, so I'm going to share it with you guys today. So my first networking opportunity came summer of my freshman year. My aunt works for a company in Sacramento. That's where I'm from, the 916. Hey, hey. Anyway, so my aunt works for a company called Bonnie Plumbing Heating and Air. You may have heard of it. A little jingle call, 444-0551, Bonnie Plumbing Heating and Air. Yeah, that's them. Anyways, I digress. So Bonnie had an opportunity where they just got affiliated with a soccer team, semi-professional soccer team in Sacramento, called Sacramento Republic FC. And they needed people who would be brand ambassadors for the company to go to all of the home games and basically represent plumbing and heating and air. And I was like, yeah, I'll become an expert in that field if that means I can get $12 an hour to run your social media stuff. So I took I went to an interview. I wasn't just given the job. I went to my first job interview of my entire life, and I got that interview because of my aunt. So there's my first networking, and I crushed it, of course, and I got a job offer right on the spot, and I think that was actually kind of just lucky. But anyways, I did that and I got the job. I spent the summer working a booth for them, doing different marketing stuff, learning a little bit more about Sac Republic. And I was like, wow, I love soccer. I love Sacramento. Why am I not working for this company? I think they would offer me some great opportunities in regards to pursuing my next career path or next step in my career path. So, following my summer working with Bonnie, I had made a bunch of connections at Sac Republic with people that I talked to that were in corporate partnerships. So what I did during my sophomore year was I reached out to them via email and or text because that was the communication source that I had for them. These were people I looked up to. I didn't know what was really out there. It wasn't in their employment listings. And I was like, hey, I don't really know what the opportunity is, but I love soccer. I want to get involved in sports, public relations, marketing, communications, whatever you got. I'm here to tell you that I'm offering up my services in whatever way you need because I want to get involved. I think you guys are going someplace. And I got word back and they said, you know what? I think you're a great person. We loved working with you this summer and we're going to try and figure out how to do this whole internship thing. We don't really have that here, but we're going to start it up and maybe it'll just be like a part-time job. You'll get paid. Yada, yada, yada. Long story short, I end up getting an interview with Sac Republic to be an intern in their corporate partners summer gig for the season. And I ended up getting that job. And it was an amazing opportunity to meet even more people. And as I'm working there, most of the people that they hire at Sacramento Republic FC are former sports connected people, they're former athletes, so it's a great community for me. I love connecting, and almost every single person I worked with this summer was actually a communications or graphic design major, so I thought that was awesome, and I got to meet so many new friends and network with all of them from UC Davis and from USC, all of these great people that I now have connections with because of this job. And my boss, what I'm really excited about is my boss, Brett, over at Sac Republic FC. He actually has great connections with the Sacramento Kings as well as the San Jose Earthquakes. And for me, I was like, oh, great. These are even more connections I now have in my back pocket because I had the guts to just go up, ask for what I wanted. And I love what I'm doing so far. And I think it just takes a level of confidence and a level of expertise. Maybe you don't know what you're doing right off the bat, but once you get your toes wet, it's that whole like challenging yourself to be the uncomfortable in the, or being comfortable in the uncomfortable. It's just one of those situations. And for me, it has had huge, tremendous success. And I challenge all of you guys to do the same. That was probably a horrible noise to hear on the radio. So sorry about that. Anyways, in case you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Freshman 15 with me, DJ Red, here at radio.dominican.edu. This is my first broadcast of the show where I'm giving you some tips and tricks on how to make your college experience the best one it can possibly be. We are currently talking about networking and mentorship in college. We're going to kind of move on into more of a mentorship type thing because that's something that I've thought was a huge part of my college experience here at Dominican. And I think Dominican college in general, I'm not going to say just Dominican because my program's for all of you people out there listening. So when you're in college, you have a wide variety of students in your classes. It can be from freshman to senior. You might even I have some awesome like adults who have come back to college offering me their interpretations of the world, their perspectives, whatever, made great connections with those people. So you have a wide variety of the kinds of people you have in your classrooms. So I think college is great for that. And I think it's a great opportunity to start building some mentors that you can have in the future. For me, I have been super inspired by some of the work I've seen upperclassmen doing in the communications, sports communications field that have inspired me to either apply to new internships or whatever it might be. Two that really stand out to me is Diane is a student that is in radio with me, and she's just also really involved in the communications department, and she's been working with a huge variety of sports stuff, and I just think it's absolutely phenomenal. But she just spent she just worked the Super Bowl, people. Like, she was up in there doing stuff with the radio broadcasting. Like, it was just absolutely amazing. And Diane, shout out to you. You're a huge inspiration to me. And I think that's great that you can sit in classes with people who are doing great things, hear about them, and then try and do them yourself. There's another girl who I didn't know personally, but when I was a freshman, she was a senior. She got connected with this internship that I am now going to be applying for, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, at Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area. I will be applying to their public relations and marketing department for the summer, so fingers crossed on that. I guess that's something I can keep all of you listeners up to date with, my current endeavors as a college student. But anyways, that's something that I only picked up on because of the mentorship and networking opportunities we have here at Dominican. And I think college in general is just great for that, like learn from people. That's why the whole Dominican Scholars and Creative Works Conference that I mentioned earlier is such a great opportunity, because you're meeting upperclassmen who have been researching and doing all this stuff, and you can connect with them for potential job opportunities in the future. So that leads into another story I would like to share with you, where I didn't even know that I was making connections with people in classes. So it's kind of more of a funny story, but so I am one of those students that's super dedicated. I'm always taking notes. I'm really involved in my studies, as I kind of mentioned before, with my grades or whatever. So when I was a freshman, there was a senior in my class, and she just kind of picked up on the fact that I was like studious and really involved, whatever. She kind of picked up on that I was a good person, I guess. So I was applying to this internship called Zumato. This is the one I mentioned earlier, the public relations firm here in San Rafael. And when I was applying, I get this email from a woman named Nadia, and I was considering, this name looks super familiar. Do I know this person? And she reached out to me saying, "Hey, remember me? I was in your communications theory class back when you were a freshman, and I think you're a great student. I think you're someone we really want in this company. I'm going to help you out with your interview process." So she gave me so many tips and tricks on how to land this internship, because she knew about me, what I was all about, the kind of person I was, just based on how I presented myself in my classes here at school. I know that a lot of people aren't like that, but I think that's something important to remember, that the presence you give off to other people, like what you do when you think no one's looking, people are actually looking and they're picking up on who you are, and it can give you opportunities. That was like something I got to participate in, and I actually got the internship because Nadia was great. When I was in the internship for the last 7 months, she always was there to help me. She gave me tips on how to like keep up with everything. So that whole mentorship, networking kind of thing, I think it's all really important when it comes to landing that future job. And you know, that's the best story I have in regards to that. I think another great way here at Dominican, in case you don't know how to connect with other people, I'm going to throw it out there again, is LinkedIn. Something that I have taken the time to really build as a social media platform. That is what it is. It's just a professional one. And if you can build yourself on LinkedIn and start connecting with people in fields that are of interest to you. I've gone out and connected with a bunch of people in sports marketing. I've connected with everyone at Sac Republic. I have people here that are professors at Dominican. I'm building the connections that I have on this platform. So hopefully when I start going out and looking for jobs in my senior year, maybe a little bit after graduation, I'm going to be proactive. I'm going to go out, have these connections, and start doing that whole thing where I start talking to people like, "Hey, do you know of any job opportunities in the sports PR and marketing fields that I could be interested in? This is what I can offer. This is what I can do." Takes that little bit of confidence. When you're an introvert, you got to get out there. I challenge you to do it. We're tying in all my thoughts. It's really cool as we're coming to the end here. But yeah, in general, I think LinkedIn is a huge opportunity that people should take advantage of when you're in college. Start building it now. It's like when you're doing an annotated bibliography, you don't want to do all of it the night before, even though I know you all do. If you're working on it and it's a work in progress, then it's something that's going to be so much more beneficial to you in the end. Start building that resume. Start building that collection of things that you do and you get involved with. And I promise you people that it will open so many doors for you. It has for me, and I am only a junior. I am almost 21 years old, and yet I have so many connections, and I've had great opportunities because I wasn't afraid to put myself out there and maybe be a little bit scared and nervous like I was going into this first radio program. I was absolutely terrified, but here I am coming into the final stretch of my show, and I think I did okay for a first show. I don't know, I guess Stu can judge that later, but in general, I hope you all have really enjoyed what I've had to say in regards to making friends when you're away at college, keeping those old friends that you had when you were at home, and in general, being connected through networking and mentorship opportunities in college. Those are all really, really important people. I can't stress that enough. In case you got lost in all the awesomeness that is my show in the last hour, I have been sharing some personal college advice. If you liked what I had to say this week, I highly encourage you to tune in again next Friday, 11 a.m. for Freshman 15 with me, DJ Red. Thank you guys again for listening in on radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, where fellow students like myself are given the opportunity to write, produce, and record our own personalized radio programs. We are sponsored by the Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences program and produced under the Communication and Media Studies Department, where our chair is Brad Van Alstine, our executive producer is Leona George Davidson, and our faculty advisor is Stuart Horn. TGIF to all you listeners out there, and I hope you have a great weekend.